The sanctuary of San Luca in Bologna rises on the top of Col della Guardia, about 300 meters above sea level, and overlooks the Emilian capital and the entire plain below. The portico of San Luca, which is the longest in the world with its 666 arches, 15 chapels, and 3.796 kilometers, connects the sanctuary of San Luca, which rises on the top of Col della Guardia, where you can enjoy a splendid view of the plain, to the city of Bologna. The portico was built between the 17th and 18th centuries, designed by Carlo Francesco Dotti. The first idea of building a portico connecting the city to the top of the hill, allowing easy and convenient access to the sanctuary in any season, was proposed in 1655. But it was only 20 years later that the project could begin, mainly due to Di Lodovico Generali, who managed to gather a large group of citizens willing to start the work with funds collected through public subscriptions. On June 28, 1674, the first stone of the portico was laid. And within just 2 years, the 300 arches of the plain section were completed. The uphill section started in 1706 and reached the top of the hill in 1715. The connection between the two sections, through the scenic Arco del Melanchello, also by Dotti, was realized between 1721 and 1732. Thus, the great undertaking was completed. Having seen the joint participation of the citizenry, as all Bolognese, nobles and commoners, ecclesiastics and laypeople, individually or as members of associations and corporations, contributed to the construction costs, placing their names and coats of arms on the arches. Indeed, each of the 666 arches tells a story of different faith and culture with breathtaking landscapes. According to some observers, it is not a coincidence that it is composed of exactly 666 arches. The diabolic number is said to symbolize the serpent, that is, the devil, both for its shape and because, ending at the foot of the sanctuary, it recalls the traditional iconography of the devil defeated and crushed by the Madonna under her heel. The importance of this portico is that it is a mandatory stop for all hikers walking the Via degli Dei, which connects Bologna to Florence. To encourage tourists to visit these porticos and to enhance them, a project was created in 2023, sponsored by the Bolognese singer Cesare Cremonini, which takes place in the first days of June, where in the evening the porticos are illuminated with colored lights and music.